Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program for Wednesday.
It is the 5th of July.
So we have struggled through, we've made it through, we've happily been a part of the Independence Day movement. This is Independence Week, I think. I feel like celebrating. You know, it's not just a week, Jay. It ought to be something that we celebrate all the time. Or does it become less impactful if we spread it out? If it's one or two days, or maybe over the course of a week, then it means something. But then there are people that don't mean anything to anyway. It just depends on. I'm not even sure it's an age thing. Yeah, there are people who don't take America serious anymore. Not really my country, and there are a lot of good reasons, just reasons, mm-hmm. for people being angry about what's going on in the country. Frankly.
Yeah, on the political front, it's just so divisive, and it is one of those things that everything becomes an argument, and people would rather just shun each other. I have known a lot of people, I feel fortunate that I have not experienced this personally, but I've known a lot of people who have lost loved ones or friends because of a difference of opinion, when it should just be a situation of, okay, agree to disagree and just keep mm-hmm. that topic off the table.
Yeah. Like Thanksgiving. Let's not have those conversations. Anyway, there is optimism certainly on the other side of the front, or on the other shoe, if you will. Yesterday during our broadcast, the question was raised, what do we have that brings us together? Social media, Facebook and Instagram, a Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. So continue, if you will, to respond to that. It's a good question, something for you to think about as we think about the day and the week and the month and the year and where we are. Here's an interesting thought for you to sort of knock around in that brain of yours. Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally. Move forward in whatever way those things like. That's kind of like going with the flow, in a manner of speaking, right? And that is what we go at. And then there are things that we don't really necessarily want to go with or feel like it makes sense. This gun violence that Joe Biden says is tearing our communities apart. So is there a people will say the Republicans, well, it's your fault because you want to curtail use of guns, you liberals, la, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then there are the people who are on the left. Yeah, we got to. There's no. It's not. It's a psychological thing.
Yeah. There's no conversation over why it's happening. People aren't shooting each other with guns just because they have access to guns. Mm-hmm. There is so much more to it. And yes, guns make it easier to kill more in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah.
But if it weren't for the guns, then people would use other weapons. Again, yes, it wouldn't be as you wouldn't have these mass shootings. But again, why is it happening? It's not just the mere access to guns. There's so much more to it.
The awkward feeling, if that's what it is, the interruption pretty much every day because of some amount of gun violence someplace, mass shootings over this past weekend, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Fort Worth, and so Joe says it's within our power to make changes, but because he says it, it's discounted. Now, there are a lot of reasons to discount a lot of things that Joe Biden says, but in that sense, anybody who says that, anybody who thinks that, this year alone in the United States of America, we're celebrating the anniversary of our founding, signing the Declaration and stuff, 340, count them, 340 mass shootings have taken place this year alone. And here is another example. A woman died, 9 other people injured with all kinds of hots and shots here. This is something that was unnecessary as well, because it wasn't at the hands of guns, it was the hands of careless fireworks. And so here are these people that, if we talk about this, it almost feels like I don't want to, you know, go through the death report every day. And yet you think about the guns, that's one thing. You think about the elements that people are warned about all the time. If you don't know anything about fireworks, then don't have them near your home or around your home. But yet there still are people that go to those crazy places. What's the name of that? South of the Border? Is that one of the places where you can buy, in some of the southern states, you can buy fireworks? I think it's an outfit. I remember, I don't know if they still do this and get away with it, when you're driving down one of the interstates, or a bunch of interstates, as you're heading into the deep south, there's a billboard that has a Mexican with a big hat on, and that's really the, you look at that because you look at the sign and see, wow, what is that all about? And it's a promotion for go get fireworks at South of the Border.
At any rate.
Well, there's just so many businesses that are like that. When I lived in Nashville, there was one that was actually north of us, almost about like 15 minutes after you cross the Kentucky-Tennessee border.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, because most counties do allow fireworks on certain days of the year. Davidson County, where Nashville was, did not, but people looked the other way. Driving home yesterday, you could just see people blowing off fireworks that were big. They almost looked, I mean, they were basically those big, what are they, the artillery? Utility, those fireworks, yeah. The really big ones that you use for show. They're just coming from houses. And don't get me wrong, it was a beautiful drive, just seeing all these fireworks right as close to the highway. But at the same time, it's one of those things, like you say, Doug, if you know how to be safe and do them, and you're in an area you're allowed to do them, then go for it. Why not? But if you don't know how to do them, if you don't know how to use them, don't use them.
One of the things that is a criticism of what happens, it's so frustrating. It really, this is so damn frustrating, because there's no need for this. One of the things that adds insult to injury is that most of the fireworks are made in China, and the Chinese don't pay a lot of attention to quality control, as we all know. And so here we have yet more ways, and this is not new. The Chinese have made fireworks for years and years and years. As long as there's been something around that you could stick into a can and would light off and blow up, they've made it. The Secret Service, another great, here is a representation of what's going on. And people say, well, see, it's Joe Biden in the White House. They got a lot of drugs there. I can bet on any day of the week, for as long as drugs have been around, you can go back to maybe the beginning, that they're have been various drugs inside the White House, but because it's Joe Biden, and I'm not saying this is good, this is disgusting, frankly. The Secret Service says it's investigating some unknown items found inside the White House, and they suspect that it's cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, so they're in a precautionary closure to check things out. The D.C. Fire Department came in to evaluate. Why would somebody leave cocaine around? And you know as well as I do.
Who is not immediately thinking Hunter Biden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like my first thought did not go to Joe Biden.
Yeah, no.
My first thought was to Hunter.
Yeah, right. Because he's a coke addict. The powder was in the West Wing. So that's where the family is. But the other thing is the finger pointing doesn't really fix it. Why did it happen? Because it can. And whether it's Hunter Biden or it isn't Hunter Biden, it is something that I'm... name a place other than my house and your house, maybe some of the houses of people listening, a public building, a public facility that cocaine hasn't some time or another been... impactful, been located, been there, been used. It's everywhere. It's like a blight. And I don't know how much it costs. Is it cheaper now to buy this stuff than it used to be? Because it seems to be more of it around. It's more accepted to a point, but all it does is blow up your
like
brain.
It's not that accepted. It's still, yeah. This scary stuff, but I feel like in today's society, all these drugs, all these street drugs, including cocaine, are cut with other things, including,
yes.
What's the one, fentanyl?
Yeah, and why would you kill? That's the thing that seems so crazy. Every time somebody uses fentanyl, it kills them. Why would you want to kill your customers?
I don't think they're trying to kill them. I think it's one of those things where is it more impactful or something like that? It makes the drug stronger, or they could charge more. I feel like it's a business tactic. A really bad business tactic, but I don't believe they're trying to kill their customers.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to kill yourself if you take this stuff. Doesn't it explode your blood vessels and, well, especially going up your nostrils as close to your brain as that is? There's nothing about it that can be good. Nothing about it that can be good. Speaking of things that are not good, here we go. This doesn't feel like a celebration, does it? Yesterday was the hottest day ever recorded on the planet. In terms of the records go back to the 1880s. So let's say in the last 150 years, it was the hottest day on record, checking the average global temperature, which was 62 degrees. The August 2016 record, well, let's see if we'll go into the Dewey Decimal System here. It was actually 62.62 degrees Fahrenheit around the country. That was recorded yesterday. That beat the August record from 2016 of 62.46 degrees. The heat waves here in our country, it's worse in China. And if you go down to the poles, Antarctica was warmer. So the people are right away, okay, it's climate change, it's El Nino. Well, it may be El Nino, and it may even be climate change, but what causes it is more the thing that I think about as we jump readily into, oh, yeah, it's got to be climate change. No, it's not necessarily about the stuff that comes from fossil fuels. Here's something for you to excitingly participate in. Two free nights in Las Vegas. I said two free nights in Las Vegas. Call 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Vegas. Call now.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis or candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any fashion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better claim, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrate.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on July the 5th. It's Wednesday morning. Wednesday. I don't know where that name came from. Do you know how with the names of the... Let's see, Monday. I don't know how the calendar and the months came about, the names of the months, but I don't remember why days. That'd be something for Mr. Google or somebody to figure out why it is that Monday.
The weeks and the planets Tuesday. And all of that Tuesday. After yeah. Gods, but I can't remember which.
You may be right. Mercury, Wednesday,
Roman.
Mercury, yeah, I think. Yeah.
Empire or something.
Right. Okay, so at least we got a little info out there. Speaking of information, social media time now, celebrity news, as a lot of people are talking about, it's trending heavily, what Adele had to say on stage after she's experienced some of these concert goers that are tossing this, that, and the other thing up on the stage. So we'll report to the nation on what it is. I dare you to imagine what she said, and then add a little to it, and she is kind of salty. So Adele and her fans and warnings to people after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now there's an Adele song in there somewhere. There we go. Can you keep your feet still when you hear any Adele song?
Feet can stay still, but those shoulders, nope, they're going.
Yeah, keep
there's
moving it, right.
There's the shimmy in the air.
Yep. I think this was her first big hit, wasn't it? Rumor has it was her first big hit. Am I remembering that correctly?
Chasing Pavements? That was from her first album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, anyway, she's talking to some of the aggressive concert goers. These days it seems that people are taking license, not just for her, but across the board. How many of these stories have we talked about in the last couple of months with people throwing things at the stars on the stage?
Yeah, some of the recent ones have gotten really bad. The Harry Styles has had things thrown at him before. Mm-hmm. There's been a recent one with Bebe Rexha where somebody threw a phone and actually injured her. She needed stitches, stopped. She had to cancel the rest of her show. I think it was already towards the end.
What's the matter with
you? I want to say Ava Max. There's another artist who somebody actually went on stage and slapped her.
Yeah, and then there was
had somebody throw their mother's ashes on stage. Kelsey Ballerini recently. Sometimes these people have, it seems like nefarious intentions, or like the guy who threw the cell phone at Bebe Rexha, he just thought it would be funny. He didn't mean to actually hurt her. I mean, in what world is that funny?
With Kelsey Ballerini, exactly.
Someone threw a friendship bracelet, it looked like, or some kind of object. It seemed like they weren't trying to hit her, they were trying to give her something, and she said it startled her, but it almost scared her more than it actually hurt her. But she paused the show. She went off stage to kind of compose herself, and then she went back out and finished the show. And a lot of artists are coming out and saying, stop throwing things on stage. Artists are extremely vulnerable while they're up there.
And so Adele said, I effing dare you.
Yeah. She's like, try me. I will kill you.
Yeah,
her words.
All right. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you can't take an animal into a human environment, treat it like an animal, and then expect it to respond like part of the family. You've got to treat your pet like part of the family, and then you'll get that response. The problem is, what member of the family will decide the dog's role or place? The husband says to the dog, jump up on the bed. The wife says, sleep in the other room. The dog's going to be confused. It's neurotic behavior. Decide in advance, with all of the family sitting down together, what your expectations are for your pet. Can he sleep in bed with you? Is he allowed on the furniture? When everyone establishes expectations, it's going to be a lot easier for the pet to adjust to the family and the family to adjust for the pet. I get this all the time. Warren, my dog is always on the couch. And the response on my part is, well, does someone in the family let him up there? Yes, my husband does. I tell him to get off. And the dog says, isn't that the definition of neurosis? Make those decisions. Sit down with the family. It'll be better for you and better for your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect accused of killing five victims in a mass shooting in the King Sessing neighborhood of Philadelphia on the eve of July 4th is set to appear in court today to be arraigned on murder and other charges. The unidentified 40-year-old suspect is believed to be a part of the LGBTQ plus community. Ernest Ransom is a staff inspector with the Philadelphia Police Department.
The suspect, while wearing body armor, a ski mask, and holding an AR-15 assault rifle, was observed at several locations near 56th Street. The suspect then began shooting aimlessly at occupied vehicles and individuals on the street as they walked. None of the victims engaged the suspect or were aware the suspect was going to inflict this act of violence upon them.
Flight issues aren't going away as Americans begin to head home from the long 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reports there were more than 4,000 delays within, into, or out of the United States yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Summer loving had me a blast. Yeah. Who doesn't remember this scene? Right? Olivia Newton-John, Travolta, cranking up the summertime. All right, so Good Day program is on the air with Jay Kerstner, Doug Steffen. Don't forget this thing that we started this week. That's a big deal. It is a big deal. And if you're one of the first people who call this number right now, 800-419-3684, you're going to get not one, but two free nights stay in Las Vegas. Not a bad thing, right? All you got to do is pick up the phone and call that number, 800-419-DUG, which translates to 800-419-3684. If you're one of the first 10 callers, you will win two free nights in Vegasa, Las Vegas. The Vegas. What does Vegas mean? I'm trying to remember. I knew that once from my Spanish. It's not necessarily a proper name. But anyway, there are a lot of Vegas. There used to be a car. Chevrolets have a car called a Vega. You won't remember that, but some of the old timers listening. It was a piece of crap, man. It was the equivalent of the Pinto. The Ford Pinto was the worst car Ford ever made, and the Vega was the worst car that Chevy ever made. Anyway, not to throw cold water on your excitement, don't have to be caller 29, just have to be within the first 10 to get the deal right now. Every time I mention it, there are 10 chances for you to win the two nights in Las Vegas, 800-419-DOUG, if you please. All right, so let's see what's going on here with the conversation, the good stuff. Here's the story of a paramedic, Jay, who saved a veteran's life 7 years ago. And now, the story over the weekend of this same paramedic saving the daughter of the veteran. How about that?
Isn't that a great, great moment? Well, and I think paramedics, it's just in the line of work that they do. How can you not be touched by the families that you interact with, the people whose lives you truly save?
Especially if it's serious. Yeah, right, exactly. So Molly Jones lives in Ohio, was worried about the possibility of leaving her 15-year-old daughter behind in the event of her death from some disease, a kidney disease that I can't pronounce, but it's something that's serious, obviously. So she posted a plea on Facebook asking somebody to consider donating a kidney. And a Facebook friend said, that she'd never met, by the way, quickly responded, "How do I figure out if I'm a match?" The woman was Christy Hadfield, been a friend for 6 years, ever since she saved her father's life.
Yeah. Well, and the way they got connected after the situation where the father, his name's John, he had a medical emergency. The paramedic saves his life. And then afterwards, just kind of wanted to check in. And they live in a small town, so it's one of those that if everybody knows somebody who knows the other person.
Yep,
and
right.
So she connected with him on Facebook just to see how he's doing, kind of like a follow-up, I care about you situation. And then his daughter was like, yeah, I want to be your Facebook friend, too. So they were just Facebook friends for the past 6 years, but never really met, had no actual relationship outside of Facebook.
Just that social media thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And so now along comes this problem, and along comes a volunteer, and before you know it, there you go. She's a match and saves the daughter's life. And there is something, there's a lesson in that for all of us. Even the most casual conversations, the most casual connections can lead to great impact. And this is, and on the positive side, it can have negative impact as well. We see that all the time, but we don't really. And interestingly enough, they both have the same blood type that I do, A positive. That's a fairly rare blood
positive?
Type. Yeah.
I thought that's one of the most common ones.
Oh, I thought O was the most common. Really? Oh.
Yeah.
So I thought all this time I was special, and I guess I'm not. A positive? It's A, B, or O. Aren't those the...
And then the positives and the negatives, and then there's also AB.
Right, okay. And then there's O, which is supposed to be the universal donor, right? Anybody can use...
Yes.
And then what is there...
can receive blood type O, but blood type O can only receive blood type O.
So I wonder what it is about the human condition and the, as I refer to it, as ultimate intelligence that has created all that we know and understand. Some people worship that being as God, but the universal intelligence, the thought, however all of this stuff came to be, including the intricacy of one's blood. Right? You think about all the things in your body that are so special. If you even watch your fingernails grow, how did those fingernails come out of the end of your finger? Ever think about that? Or out of your toenails come out of the end of your toe? Why are they there? They're there to protect the end of your finger from hitting it with a hammer, amongst other things, which is something that I do frequently on the farm. Whack it, boom, or something falls on it. And if it weren't for the fingernails, the end of your finger would be very vulnerable. Right? Did you ever think about that? What other things in your body are there to protect the sheathing that's around your brain under your skull, that's there to protect that matter, the brain matter. Where'd that come from? Whose idea was that? Right? And your teeth and your gums and your liver and your spleen and your organs in general. The body eats something. There's a hole in your face into which you put food, things that will keep you going. There's a hole in your face. There's actually three holes in your face. If you count your eyes, there's five holes in your face. Why are they there? Where'd they come from? How'd the eyes develop? How did that thing that where you put the food, there's a piece of flesh that's there that not only helps you swallow the food, but it helps you talk. Without that, you wouldn't be able to talk, right? It's amazing stuff. You think I'm going crazy, right?
I was just
marveling at what we have here, and it all was prompted by the discussion of one's blood type. And what kidneys, how they process, and yada, yada.
Yeah, well, and the thing that always, I feel like if you are a family member, one would think that you would automatically be a match, and that's just not the case.
I have a friend that I went to school with, my best friend from college, and he's been keeping me up to date. I think I may have told this story in the last month or so. After we had our reunion at the beginning of June, he told me he had given his son, he has a son that has no kidney failure since he was a child. And I remember when he was in, right after he got married, he gave his son one of his kidneys. And everybody was concerned, but he's been healthy. He's the same age I am. And he's in great shape and wonderfully positive outlook. He's got a great wife. And so the kidney that he gave his son 40-some-odd years ago failed. And so his sister, just like that, stepped up to the plate and said, okay, I'll give you one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so the operation took place a couple of weeks ago, and they're fine now.
Oh, that's amazing.
But, yeah,
and the fact that there were matches.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so neat.
The family stuff, I think it's easier, isn't it? Usually in a family thing.
That's what I was saying. Sometimes you would think that all the time in the family that you would automatically be a match, and that's not the case. There are so many families who they would think they'd be a match, but they're not a match, and they have to go on the donor list. Or you have those situations where someone is not a match for their family member, so they donate to a completely different family, while somebody from that family that donates.
Yes, that's right, too. Yeah, yeah. All right, the world is full of great stories. Now, I'm not sure how to translate this, but I'm going to do my best. You can help me along with it because I am particularly not aware of a lot of the nuances of discussing transgender stuff well. The governor of New York this week took a step toward preserving the rights of transgender adolescents. And so I get into my head doesn't get this because I can't imagine how a youngster would be already interested in changing his or her sex. And I think there is a discussion or a focus on this that's premature. And I kind of go along with those people who think that there's too much emphasis, too much discussion with youngsters. Well, do you know what your sex is, or you really feel comfortable in your body? That's not something that you haven't. I think you shouldn't be talking about that to a 12 or 13 year old.
Sex and gender are different. Sex is scientific. Sex is a chromosome level of X and XY. And with gender, that's a societal norm. The societal norm is that there are two genders, male or female. But that's the majority across the world. But there are other societal norms where there are more than two genders. And the problem is a lot of people want to put everybody in a box. And we are having generations who are saying, stop putting us in boxes. And
but is somebody a child?
Like, oh, you're a little boy. You have to do this. You're a little girl. You have to do this. There's still a way of speaking where people will say a male nurse. No, it's just a nurse or a female scientist. No, it's just a scientist or
well,
a little
that's
boy
my
should
bugaboo.
These toys. Little girl should dress this way, behave this way, and people are fighting against that societal norm of just let us be human beings.
Well, then I remember. As a youngster, a friend of mine liked to play with dolls, and people thought there was something wrong with them. And I think that happens. You've heard those kind of stories for a long time. So I think the other side of it is, Jay, that people confuse the business, as you just were suggesting, the transsexuality versus the transgender discussion. And I must admit to being confused by it myself sometimes. I thought it was interesting. You know, we think that here in America we're the only ones who have these issues or problems, but they are the same issues around the world as people focus on them. I noticed, I read a quick story over the weekend about what's going on in India when it comes to coverage, health insurance coverage options for transgender people, not necessarily young people, but just that group. Because there are more of them, or maybe I'm going to ask this question and not knowing the answer. I'm not a good lawyer, because lawyers only ask questions they know the answers to. Is it more now? Are there more? I mean, I can remember in the Olympics, we're talking about guidelines for trans athletes and thinking that not just in the Olympics, but generally speaking, if someone is born a male and perhaps builds up his body, and then decides at the age of 25 that he wants to become a she, what does that do if you want to compete? Like if Jenner had been, you know, had come out earlier in his life when he was the Olympic champion, would that have changed his position? Is it fair for somebody who was a male who converts to being a female to convert compete with females?
Well, and Caitlyn Jenner has even come out and said that trans athletes should not be put in the opposite on the opposite teams. Like a trans male should still be in female sports. A trans female should still be in male sports because of the genetic makeup of how they were actually born, their sex, not their gender.
Yeah. All right. So we're not going to solve this today, but it is interesting as we continue to figure out what this picture is all about that we're living in, this world we're living in. 48 after on Good Day. Doug Stefan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off the air about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitrin.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets. Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us. This time during this hour is devoted to your food needs, how the connection is made between the food that we eat, the farm, family, the website for all of this that Jay has so wonderfully put together is foodfarmfamily.com. You can hear and find more extraneous references to some of the things that we talk about here, including something that came from the Farm Bureau that I thought was an interesting vision, maybe a vision board thing, Jay. The idea that if we put up in our farm, if we have a farm store, for example, put up a picture of lots of people and use that as a way into your mind to envision a world with lots of high-quality agricultural products and productive open land and a robust and prosperous farming community, which is not necessarily what we have here in America, but it's interesting, around the world, it's the same sort of thing. The disrespect given in terms of how farmers are paid pretty much everywhere, it's an astounding reality.
Yeah.
When you get down to it, how little the people who make our lives and actually living, we have this, we don't want to pay farm thing. We don't want to pay for the food. We want good food. We don't want to pay for it. So the Farm Bureau is all over that, and I think it's a good suggestion. Today is National Graham Cracker Day, celebrating graham crackers, which I wonder how, I don't really, I like graham crackers. The fellow who came up with this sort of the formula for the cracker is a guy named Sylvester Graham, part of the temperance movement, wanted to curb the intake of alcohol, invented these crackers as a way of controlling lustful desires.
The ultimate cheat meal in the 19th century.
It's a simple vegetarian diet that he believed in. He thought that God intended humans to live simply. The people who followed him called Grahamites, and these people led one of the first all-vegetarian movements here, according to Mr. Graham. This lifestyle, which was free of sin, relating to lust and gluttony, kept diseases like TB, spinal diseases, that sort of thing, insanity, eat the right stuff. And you know what? There's something to that. Because we all know what we eat affects everything in our body, including our mind.
Yeah, so, lack of nutrients cause different effects that can even be associated with behavioral issues it, across the board.
For sure. So anyway, this guy was onto something, I think, as much as anything else. The commercialized version of his graham cracker now, listen, we have all kinds of flavorings. I like the chocolate-covered graham crackers. You like those?
I've never had those ones.
Haven't you? Oh, they're in the better stores. I used to get them all in Bed Bath & Beyond. Now that they're gone, like you can find them in specialty stores. They're really good. Yum. Especially if it's like good milk chocolate. And then crackers. I like to have crackers like that in soup. I like chicken rice soup. And they're always good with a little cracker. So celebrate Graham Cracker Day by going out and, if you're a cracker, get a Graham cracker. I mean, how did that term originate, too? I'd wonder about that. How did people get called crackers? You know how they say some of the people that say you're a northern cracker? Never knew how that came about. All right, Joey Chestnut.
National Graham Cracker Day.
Yeah, here we are. That's it. Joey Chestnut won the 16th time that Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Good God.
I feel like if you are somebody who wants to get into these hot dog eating contests and you see that Joey Chestnut, the best thing you can hope for is second place.
Joey, they're all shouting. 39-year-old Joey Chestnut ate 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes yesterday on Coney Island. Good God. There were a lot of storms yesterday on the islands around New York, and that was... There was a real worry about whether they're going to be able to have this contest or not. But this is the major leagues when it comes to hot dog eating contests. And he's won them all since 2007, I think, right? And the record to eat all these damn hot dogs. I think he had 76 a couple of years ago, didn't he? He's known as Jaws, right? And there's another guy who... goes up against him, a Japanese guy named Takiro Kobayashi. He had 66 hot dogs. Whatever it is, it's craziness. Ugh. Can't imagine anything more gross than eating 60-some-odd hot dogs. And then Purdue...
I feel like there's a missed opportunity for some kind of heartburn company to get involved in the marketing.
Right, as an advertiser. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Purdue Premium Meat recalling 3,000 pounds of fully cooked beef wieners. So if you have Purdue Premium wieners, bring them back to the store. They're not fully cooked. 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.